today on the Mike O'Mara Show.
They tried to make her pretty. And you know what? They couldn't do it.
What about... She,
I guess pretty good actress. Yeah. What?
Betty Boop.
Cartoon. Why don't you just read your pictures?
Read your pictures! They had to figure out a way to make some money fast, so they decided to sell fruitcakes. No, what they did is they decided...
Yes, sirree. Professional. That's what I am. I am a professional. Don't you ever do that again!
Happens all the time on NPR.
All the time.
Yeah, fresh air. Oh, I got my ATM
card.
Excuse
me. Huh. Can I get your wallet? Yeah.
She needed a little money.
Can't yell at her. Love her.
You can do both.
All right, anyway. Greetings, guys, for the mailbag.
All that and more. The Mike O'Mara Show starts now. Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Today's episode of The Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our bonus packages. Please go to MikeO'MaraShow.com and click on the bonus banner. You'll get access to all of our bonus content, and even better, you'll be helping out TMOS. So please, quit sucking, and we thank you.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store, and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Rob Spiewak would be so proud of me.
Mm. Why?
Because I have, I know it's been around forever, but I have recently discovered, hey, how about that? Now, there's a professional broadcaster. Mm. You want to hear the sounds of an obese broadcaster?
Mike, I don't think that indicates obesity.
Might be a little WD-40. Might be a little WD-40 today.
I think it might just be the elderly broadcaster, because I remember a lot of that on the last days of the Paul Harvey program.
Yeah.
With Page two, creak.
Page two. And now you know. Hold on. Be quiet. Here we go. Now you know the rest of the story. Anyway.
A bong.
Paul. A bong. Paul Harvey. Good day. But no one could tell what she was doing. That's why Penelope had a... I'm sorry. Anyway, it's early. We're taping early today. But let me, what was I going to say? I forgot. I lost.
You totally were proud. I'm going to be proud of you. Proud of
so I've discovered last night, I watched a movie from almost start to finish. Mm. I watched all of it. And you would never, ever think that I would sit down and watch this film. It was late.
Was it a black and white offering?
It was a color offering.
Color offering? Was
from
it?
From Metro Goldwyn Mayer.
Was it on a pay channel, or was it like on a Turner Classic movie? Or
It was TCM, channel that I am finding myself to.
I can guess, because I usually scan ahead to see what's coming up.
Total Country Music?
Turner Classic movie. I couldn't tell you what, but I watched it for a particular reason.
Was it a musical?
To give my audience yes.
Was it The Bandwagon?
Yes, Rob Spiewak, fantastic!
One of the greatest musicals.
What's the Bandwagon about?
Bandwagon is... It's not,
people switch teams all the time.
It's not B-A-N-N-E-D, by the way. Oh. It's B-A-N-D, yes.
All right, here we go. Now, this is because I know that we have enough horn doggies in our audience that this is going to resonate. There are lots of stars you hear, stars from the past. Whether it be Grace Kelly, Marilyn Monroe,
Fox.
Or you hear about these hot women. There is a woman, and I've never talked about this on any broadcast I have ever done, who I consider to be, if not the most, one of the most beautiful women that has ever graced the screen, and her name is Sid Charisse.
Oh, yeah.
And I consider her the gold standard. Not only is she gorgeous... But gorgeous. She's gorgeous. But she is just phenomenally talented as a dancer. Like, beyond talented. Like incredibly athletic, and the way she danced and all this. And I have always been a Sid Charisse fan when I see a little clip.
Right.
But last night I'm scanning around, and I see Fred Astaire and Sid Charisse.
Yep.
And Sid Charisse was featured in this movie, and I was all in. I watched it from the beginning. What a pile of crap. But I'll tell you something.
Great music in that film.
Yeah, but slapped together. I mean, just not a real great story.
No, well, really musicals are never really story-based.
Is it a love story?
Yes. Oh. Yes, it's a love story.
It's a love story.
And Fred Astaire, the greatest dancer in modern history as far as the movies are concerned, Fred Astaire looked 70 years old for 50 years.
Mm. He always did.
He looked 75 years old. That's why when he was ancient, it was like, well, he looks like he used to because he's the same weight.
My dad had the greatest nickname for him. He's Lightbulb Head. Because his head has a light bulb
shaped giant head.
Yeah.
Fred Astaire giant head and a tiny bulb.
Dancing.
Yes, but in what movie?
He's most famous for Fred Astaire and Ginger Rogers. They were a dance team.
Yeah.
But this lady who, and I don't know, I didn't do a deep dive on her, but let me tell you something. For those of you that want to go back and look at a film and look at a woman who was just an athlete.
Yeah.
And an incredible dancer. What's that?
Sturdy.
No, sturdy would not be the way I'd describe her.
Delicate.
I would describe her as sinewy.
Oh, yeah. What's sinewy mean?
Sinewy means she is long, she is lean,
and she's live.
She's athletic.
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm watching a movie from 1953, and I'm watching this movie. Look at him immediately.
And
bandwagon.
He immediately goes to
his believe she is featured. I might be mistaken, but I believe she is featured in the dream sequence in Singing in the Rain, a movie you were poo-pooing not 1 week ago.
Okay. Yeah, I would go back and watch that if she's in it.
We said the bandwagon?
I already said that, by the way. The Justin Bieber cutout for Maddie Masiello looks pretty good today. It really, really does.
It does.
Right over Oscar's right shoulder.
Just like hanging. He's bummed out, you know.
Very sad. Very sad.
If you're any kind of connoisseur of beautiful people in America, I urge with what we have, with the offerings we have today, go back and take a look at Sid Charisse.
I'm very pleased you watched that.
Yeah, watched it from start to finish. But if you're going for story, it just doesn't
really, and
there's the jive factor because they had Nanette Fabre.
Yes,
Nanette Fabre was not live, Mike.
There's no.
Well, she's that's what I always say. I never understood Nanette Fabre. I never got.
I think I know why she was cast.
Was she always going to be the? She was kind of the third wheel, right? Like she's one of the guys.
Yeah,
that's what she did. But
hi, I'm Nanette.
But Sid Charisse.
Yeah, boy.
Yeah. Check her out, Oscar. Have you gotten a picture?
I guess I'm in now. Oh, impressive, Mike.
Lovely, isn't she?
I am very impressive.
She's wonderful.
This is a different type of look for old timey movies that I've ever seen.
She like someone that's
in shape. Let me see the picture.
She was athletic.
Look at that.
Yeah.
Look at that.
Yeah, boy.
You know, and if we we're starting the show with this old timey segment.
Yeah.
Why don't you throw out leading ladies of Hollywood, and I will tell you based on my dinger and my buzzer whether I find them, delightful or not delightful.
All right, Katharine Hepburn.
Katharine Hepburn, I give a ding. Simply because I loved her acting ability. She was the talent. Is she a classic starlet? No, she was an actress.
Breakfast at Tiffany's, right?
And that brings up Audrey Hepburn.
Oh. Audrey Hepburn.
Damn it.
Oh. I guess I'm two for two on my dings right now.
All right.
Now.
Betty Davis. And you can't
never sing. Understood it. Never really understood it. But I guess it's that kind of thing like that.
They
I don't know.
Tried to make her pretty. And you know what? They couldn't do it.
What about?
I guess pretty good actress. Yeah. What?
Betty Boop.
Cartoon.
Why don't you just read your pictures?
Oh,
read your pictures.
Just look at your pictures.
And you can't say Davis without Joan Crawford.
Joan Crawford. No.
Not even in the day?
Too mannish. And I hope I'm not being sexist here, but we're kind of rating women, but we're not rating women.
Fine.
I'm just talking about women. No, Joan Crawford I always thought was too... She was just too aggressive, and she was just too mean.
She always slept her way to the top.
Okay.
And then, of course, Grace Kelly. You mentioned Grace Kelly.
Grace Kelly, I think I've always felt... Grace Kelly, one of the most beautiful women in the world,
all right,
in history.
What about Olivia de Havilland?
Not my cup of tea.
Not
my cup of tea.
Judy Garland.
Sorry, same thing. Just
what about?
I could be really detailed right now as to what it is, but it would be. I would be
a younger
be off the
Elizabeth
air.
Taylor.
Ah.
Wow, that is tough.
Mm. Cat on a hot tin roof, Elizabeth Taylor.
Meow.
If you're going to use that one, Elizabeth Taylor, Sophia Loren.
Yeah. Let me go back, not quite as far, but one of my all times, Sybil Shepherd.
Sybil Shepherd.
I think that's contemporary, right?
Well, I mean,
she's more modern. She's more, that would be, but Sybil Shepherd, Sybil Shepherd had a, and has a, or had a, even through Moonlighting, had a, just a way about her that was super, super hot.
Like Last Picture Show, Sybil Shepherd?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, that's, she's 18 in that. Are you aware of that?
I'm sure she was 21. You know, maybe 22.
She was 18. She was 18 in that movie.
Mr. Bogdanovich was okay with it.
I think if you go back and look at that, Rob's got a lot of perv happening. You know, a little
knockout.
Knockout ponies.
How about Glenda?
Did you know she was 18 in Last Picture Show?
I did not know she was that young. I thought she was a trifle older.
When I was a young man,
yes,
and I got a look at that film.
Yes, it was racy.
It was very dirty.
Yes, and it also had Randy Quaid in it.
It did, before he went full-fledged nuts.
And I think you saw his full-fledged nuts in the movie.
Oh, God. Jesus. Okay.
How about Faye Dunaway?
Faye Dunaway, I think she's incredibly beautiful in Bonnie and Clyde.
All right, what about Network Faye Dunaway?
Starting to get a little odd.
Yeah, stronger woman than that.
But she was better looking than Joan Crawford. So when she played Mommy Dearest, she still had a even when they made her out to be like scary clown look.
Yeah,
she was. Okay.
I read this week that she.
By the
had
way,
to,
there are old people in our audience right now that are digging on this.
That Faye Dunaway actually had to take time off from shooting of Mommy Dearest because she figured out the way she had to hold her face to look like Joan Crawford gave her severe cramps.
Like cramps in the face or cramps in her stomach?
No, in her face because she had to like hold her jaw in that certain way to make her look like Joan Crawford.
Louis. all right. But if you want to go and do a research trip, what did you think of Sid Charisse? Honest opinion.
I thought she looked like a young Italian actress. She's gorgeous.
Yeah. Is she Italian, Rob, or is she French?
Sure, let's say that.
She looks Italian.
I don't think she's Italian.
I'm not sure.
Look at her. Maybe French?
She's a dance so good. I think
she's beautiful.
She looked whatever the makeup men made her look like.
The guy in the movie, Gene Kelly, he looks little, like his chin looks weird. I've never really looked at him.
Well, he is another guy, not classic matinee idol looks. He's not a good look, not a great looking guy, but he was a dancer.
An athletic dancer.
Not a great looking guy. It was the talent.
Mm-hmm.
It was the talent of dancing that they had. Donald O'Connor, not a great looking guy, but a talented dancer. That's the way.
Primarily
I'm sounding like Rob Spiewak. I'm taking a deep dive into old movies.
We're all learning
right
here.
Now.
I love it. So, I think it's fantastic.
So have you seen? So you've seen The Bandwagon? You've watched it?
I think I have the Blu-ray.
Okay.
You know why, Mike?
I can't keep up with
when
that.
You get right down to it. When you discuss show business, there's no business like show business.
What is the main song from The Bandwagon?
It would be a song that would ultimately save Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer. That's entertainment.
That's entertainment. The world is a stage. The stage is a world of entertainment.
This is fascinating.
See, when MGM was failing in the early 70s.
Yes. Why?
Because there was a transition.
3D movies were putting them out of business.
There was a transition. There was a transition in the industry, and they were still largely a studio system based organization.
Wait, talkies?
With big production numbers.
Right.
Ooh.
So what they
musicals,
did.
The movie musical. The music. By this
jazz
point,
hands.
The movie, well, pretty good.
Yeah.
The movie musical was dead at this point.
So
nobody
what
liked
they
to
did,
watch them anymore. They were hacked.
They had to figure out a way to make some money fast. Mm-hmm. So they decided to sell fruitcakes. No, what they did is they decided to sell off
not a bad plan.
Their land and the costumes. And while
I was there when they told us this at Universal Pictures.
So while they were selling off all this stuff,
Warner Brothers,
they decided to do is to do some sort of montage movie, like a clip movie, where they highlighted the musical films of the past, and they put it together, and it was called That's Entertainment. It was the last film shot on the MGM backlot,
like the greatest hits.
Yeah, it cost no money to make, and turned out to be one of the biggest money makers in the studio's history.
Isn't it crazy that if you look back at the real estate deals that these movie companies made, like. I will sell lot C, and it's just prime in the middle of the city, Hollywood. When we were
Orange Groves,
when we were touring, was Warner Brothers. Then they would talk about how Lucille Ball got involved in the movie business and how she bought and sold certain parts of this studio to larger companies because she owned the property.
Yep,
it's crazy.
There is a, and by the way, when I was surfing my TCM, speaking of Lucille Ball, there was a movie with Lucy and Desi that is the worst movie I have ever seen.
I know
the worst movie. The fact that this was put out, that they released this, is stunning to me. It is that horrible. And if that begat the Lucy show, which I think it may have.
Other way.
That is, it's the other way.
The long, long trailer, well, I believe, was 1954. Horrible.
Watch it to see how, really, I think perhaps the worst movie ever made. Was, is it the long, long trailer or the long trailer?
The long, long trailer, and I believe the long, trailer. It's like a 90-minute color, horrible episode of I Love Lucy.
It's the worst.
Mm. I love and, that you stuck with it long enough.
Fact, by the way, it cements the fact that they, you know, I never got her anyway. I did an impression of her, but I never got her. Oh, she can eat the candy fast. I mean, absolutely, you know, and, oh, that's the genius of Lucy. No, I'm sorry. That's Lucille Ball. No, not a fan.
No.
Never was a fan.
That's
never
blasphemous.
Got it.
What about
sorry
Vance?
About that. Huh?
Vivian Vance.
Vivian Vance is
guilty.
Her neighbor?
Yeah. Ethel. Yeah,
just fake scary, enthusiasm, Ethel. You know what I mean? And Desi, you know, I don't know. Ha-ba-ba-la! I don't know what the hell that was all about either.
Brilliant man.
In his way, man. Just another immigrant.
Brilliant man. His way. Oscar
no,
would be
it's
a
not
fan.
All about that. I just, I'm not a huge fan, but I'll tell you something. I had a great time. I had a great time in Little Havana.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hello, my name is Ed.
He's sick of the Swiss.
That's right. I'm sick of their good reputation.
He's really sick of the Swiss.
I'm sick of their cheese. I'm sick of their chocolate. And I'm especially sick of their plucky heroine, Heidi.
He's sick of the Swiss. He don't like them.
I mean, every other nation in the world has taken their turn being maligned and slandered, but not the Swiss.
Icky, yucky, stinky, stupid Switzerland.
Well, that situation is over as of now. Move over, America. There's a new on the map. I've had it up to here with your skiing heroes. I've had it up to here with your mountains. I've had it up to here with your secret bank accounts. From now on, Switzerland, your name is Mud.
If you roast them all in a fondue pot, yeah. Sure bet that they'll complain a lot. Whiny, whiny Switzerland. Huh.
It's war between the Swiss and me. But they've never done anything wrong, you say. What about the clock?
The clock.
Huh? If they hadn't invented the clock, I'd still be in bed, dreaming.
It's time. It's time. It's time to hate the Swiss.
Zurich heads, cuckoo cuckoos, landlocked losers,
Zurichheads.
Neutral ninnies, boring bankers, yep. Chalet pimps.
Oh, yeah, his name is Ed. Yeah. He'd like to see the Swiss dead. He's sick of the Swiss.
Hey, what the hell is
got
this?
A problem with that, Belgium?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana.
And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
We are like, what is that, by
that's
the way?
I found that on YouTube. That's from an old show called The Kids in the Hall. I
oh,
thought
okay,
of it
way back
in
when.
Years. But, watch out, Switzerland.
We are live from the Podcast Village Studios in our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. This is the Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show, or TMO is to our friends, is a worldwide podcast and radio show with a family of listeners who are unrivaled in their love and support for their program. If you're a first-timer, sit back, relax, and prepare to be entertained. For our longtime friends, thank you from the bottom of our hearts for spreading the word every day about TMOS. From Arcade, New York to Vader, Washington, from Fort Dodge, Iowa to Stafford, Virginia, from Rome, Italy
oh, this
to
is so good.
to Gaul, Sri Lanka. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now and brought to you by Quip. Brushing our teeth every day is one of the most important things we can do for our health. But amazingly, most of us don't do it right. Come on.
Come on.
Quip. Quip, 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 Quip is the better electric toothbrush created by dentists and designers to make brushing your teeth simpler, more affordable, and yes, even enjoyable. Quip features sensitive sonic vibrations that are gentle enough for even sensitive gums, not abrasive like some electric toothbrushes. Quip also has a built-in timer that pulses every 30 seconds to remind you when to switch sides, because up to 90% of us don't brush for a full 2 minutes, and we don't clean evenly. Mm. Plus, brush heads are automatically delivered every 3 months, just like your dentist recommends, for just $5. So you'll never see bristles that are old, worn out, and ineffective.
I just got my replacements, and it's so cool when you swap them out. I love it. It's so
good
great.
Good for you. You use Quip because it guarantees that you're brushing your teeth the right way every day. That's why I love Quip, too. That's why they're backed by over 20,000 dental professionals. Quip starts at just $25, and if you go to getquip.com/TMOS, right now, you get your first refill pack free with a Quip electric toothbrush. That's your first refill pack free at getquip.com/TMOS. Let's get out the mailbag, because if we don't do it now, we're not going to do it. Ernie Anderson, it's if we don't do it now. It's all about you. Yeah. Write a letter. It took a lot of letter writing.
I listened to that this week, that Bonanza album.
Yes, we're very retro today. Tuesday's a retro day. My son reflects on his vacation and was saying, "I didn't like it there, Daddy. I didn't like our vacation." I said, "I was thinking about it today." I said, "Well, why were you thinking about it?" "Because I didn't like it." "What? What do you got?
Huh?
What?
Hmm? Kay?
Hold on, wait, hold on. My wife said, we're just starting the show. What are you doing? What?
What? What?
Come on. What? Come on.
No.
Come
no, on. Not when you come in and interrupt the show.
Come on.
Oh.
No, get not on. Happening.
Throwing down the gauntlet. Ahead.
Yeah, you can. It's out there. Or it's in the car. Jeez.
You get the shakedown?
What's she need?
Yeah.
Does she need the wallet?
Yeah. The ATM.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Open 24/7.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you, Mrs. O'Mara.
Bank of O'Mara.
Why does need to buy another corkscrew?
Look, I don't know if you guys experience this. Women who have identification, credit cards.
Sure.
Forms of identification.
Yeah.
Bank cards.
Hmm.
I don't understand why they require ours, but for some reason it's done in my household. Anyway, ready for the mailbag? Now,
yes.
Tighter,
like I just say, I forgot mine.
Yes.
I
didn't even have it in my pants. Yeah. My pants!
My bank card is in my pants!
Oh, jeez. That was professional. Greeting, guys. Yes, do a show. Hey, broadcasters, do a show from your home. And don't have like a separate place to go in the house. Have it right off your main living room.
Sure.
That's the way. That'll guarantee that type of moment on a broadcast. Yes, sirree. Professional. That's what I am. I am a professional. Don't you ever do that again.
Happens all the time on NPR.
All the time.
Yeah, fresh air. Oh, I got my ATM
card.
Excuse
me. Huh. Can I get your wallet? Yeah.
She needed a little money.
Can't yell at her. Love her.
You can do both.
All right, anyway. Greetings, guys. For the mailbag, would you guys be so kind as to give my son, Drew Johnson, a birthday shout-out. Drew, by the way, if you're ever going down to the beach, let me recommend something, because I understand that the whole Johnson family likes to stop off and have a little meal before they go over the Chesapeake Bay.
Sure,
which is
sure.
a great idea. Scary little bridge. Might as well enjoy it on a full stomach. And I recommend the Whitehall Inn if you're on the way down there. And by the way, when you go to that abandoned lot where there are like boards and wood now because the place is no longer there, stop by and enjoy some of Whitehall's famous fruit fritters.
Yum.
Anyway, Drew Johnson will be turning 14. Hey, Drew!
Drew!
This Saturday, and looks forward to hearing you guys mention his name each year. Drew Johnson! The boss kid in the boss town. Hey, it's Drew Johnson, everybody!
Do you think this they call him Drewy?
No. I wouldn't think so.
No.
Drew is Drew.
Yeah, I believe so.
Drew.
Sure for Andrew.
Drew best Drew. Golfer at Glastonbury High School is Drew Lawton. He had a kid named Drew Lawton. Doesn't that sound like a kid that would be a good golfer, because he'd always be at the country club?
Drew
although
Walker.
I don't remember
our class president our senior year was Drew Sheberly.
You know, as much as I love golf, you'd think I spent time at the country club, but nope, we didn't.
No.
Couldn't afford it. Anyway, this will be the fifth year that I've requested it. I guess this is Dad. And you've obliged each year. Thank you, Jay Johnson. Not to be confused with Drew Johnson.
You can call him
down to the White All In.
Mike, you can call him Jay.
That was not cool. That was not cool. You want to come in here for a minute? Come on in here. I don't mind you being late for school. Come on in here. Come on. Come here for a minute.
Aw.
Might as well have him on in the middle of the mailbag right. since we're talking about something.
By the way, I couldn't find your wallet. I think you have it on you.
It's not in my pants.
Where's your wallet?
In my pants.
Is it in the car?
Not in the car.
Mm.
Is Mrs. Onassis going to be late to the yacht?
Yeah.
I don't. Right, anyway, come here, Michael.
Okay. Little Michael.
Hi.
Come on. Hey, buddy.
There he is. He's not so little say anymore. Hi. Whoa.
No. Oh, hey.
He's a young man.
Say hi to the guy.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good.
Did you get a haircut recently? You look
That's
pretty sharp.
How, feeling.
How are you feeling, Rob?
Oh, fine as wine. Thank you for asking.
Say congratulations, Julia. She got into college. Say congratulations. Julia. No? Why not?
He hates upper education.
Mm. Right, do you have any questions?
Yes, I do.
Yes, go ahead.
When you're sliding into first and you feel something burst, what happens?
Go ahead. When you're sliding into home and you feel a bunch of foam,
die in home.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea.
Diarrhea. Remember
diarrhea.
I have a question for Michael.
Yes.
Michael, where's Daddy's wallet?
I think I stole it and put it under my bed.
Good man.
All right. All right. Say goodbye to the boys.
Goodbye.
So long.
No, say it like you usually do, please.
Goodbye, duties.
Goodbye.
Now, felt like I'm in the right place now. Yeah.
Good luck with finding that. Always I don't know. Right now I'm going to worry about it for the rest of the show. But thank you for that.
So not only was there an instant distraction, but there's a lingering distraction.
Of course.
Well played.
You wouldn't have even thought about it. Good morning, boys.
Hi.
Hi.
Off to another adventure.
Good morning, boys. First off, I wanted to let you know that even though I live in Reno, Nevada, Mike can add Rome to his list this week. I did.
Yes.
As I will be there for 2 weeks. Well, that doesn't count.
It does. If he listens for 2 weeks in Rome, that's good.
It's download.
No. No, you got to be a resident of Rome.
Maybe he'll stay.
It doesn't
Maybe he'll
count.
Fall in love with it.
You got really excited about Rome. You sent me an email
Rome
about
was
Rome.
Good, yeah.
You put Rome in the mailbag. You know, now Rome. If you here's the rule.
All right, I didn't know there was
the
a rule.
Of course, there's a rule. What? If somebody goes on vacation. We could be everywhere.
What if it's not an expat that's living for at least a year? Overseas?
I would think so. That might be the criteria.
Oh, 1 year.
You know?
1 year. Okay, that's the new rule.
Here's a quick gear shift. One other thing before I go. My dog died this morning. For real, he died. That's sad.
Oh. Yes.
Can you guys say goodbye to Max, Eric Berry, Reno, Nevada, Rome, Italy? Eric, I feel sad
Sorry
for your
about
dog.
Max,
I,
man.
I hope he's up there playing cards with Beluga. Playing poker. Dogs playing poker.
Yeah. I love that. That's a great painting.
That's wonderful. Next letter says, hello, everyone. I've noticed recently that the TSA has popped up quite a bit. We'll be talking about it again, not to TSA, the FAA, as a topic on the show and oftentimes cast in a negative light.
Can I really? Can I just
that?
Hit pause for 2 seconds?
Sure. Yeah.
Did we just come out of a dead dog letter?
We're still.
Yeah, we had a dead dog letter. Yeah. We did.
I have to talk about
we had a dead dog
dying.
Letter
at the
because
top of the
guy, because the guy was on vacation in Rome, Italy. You'll have to take it up with the man who puts them together. I don't do that. That's not my thing. I just read them. Technically, that was a dog
it
dying.
It was a dog dying.
And I got to keep going after a dog dying.
That's right. Out of an up-tempo record.
Snuggles.
You know you did that. You didn't think about that when you put that in there.
No, I absolutely.
You didn't. I know you didn't.
No.
It's not how your brain works.
No, I absolutely. I didn't lead with the
gotta,
dead
gotta,
dog.
Got to get these letters. Get them to Mike.
It was not the first letter. It was not the first letter. It was buried in there. The guy wanted a little love for his dog, so gave him some love for his dog.
Yeah, but where's the... Are you justifying it now? Are you defending it?
I'm saying that it was not done haphazardly and without thought.
But technically, when you didn't think of Casey Kasem when you put the letter in there.
No, I did not.
I got to talk about an effing dog dying.
But to be fair, Oscar did it.
Which is pretty damn funny.
Yeah, but he would have been funnier if he did it at the time, not a minute too late.
Okay.
Yeah, I was processing.
Right, that's well, as you always are.
Thank you.
All right, so I don't remember really dissing TSA. I don't think so. I was probably talking about how difficult it is to get through airports, which is. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. It's archaic. Hello, everyone. I've noticed recently that the TSA has popped up quite a bit as a topic on the show and oftentimes cast in a negative light. Now, see, right there, I'd like some specifics. We'll see. As a TSA officer, shocker, I'd like to quickly dispel why TSA is such a pain in the hindquarters. Literally, everything looks like some sort of explosive material on an X-ray. And every liquid has the potential to be some sort of chemical or biological weapon. What a horrible world we live in sometimes.
Isn't
it? When you
Doesn't
think
the
about
machine
it.
Do all the work, though?
Every person could be a terrorist. Okay.
This I mean, just stop
dude.
Pulling me over, please.
Yes, even your five-year-old could be carrying a backpack full of explosives. TSA's job is to find a needle in a stack of things that look just like needles. TSA has to be right every time. The bad guys only have to be right once. I've heard that. Mm-hmm. But let's be real. Your five-year-old is probably just carrying all of your extra alcohol shooters. Oh, and then a stereotype about my drinking.
No, I don't think it was at you. I think
love
it was just,
this letter.
I think it was just one could be. Not necessarily directed at you. Not how I took it.
But let's be real. Your five-year-old is probably just carrying all of your extra alcohol shooters. Who has the five-year-old in this on this show?
I don't think it was directed at me.
Of course you don't think it was directed at me because it wasn't directed at you.
It was a pony. It's about pony.
There's millions of people with five-year-olds. Shooters. Millions of people with five-year-olds.
Safe travels and take your effing shoes off. Jay. P.S. Please refrain from using my last name. F*** you, Jay. How's that? All right?
It's not his last name.
Well, there's that.
Crap letter that was.
That was two back to back.
Sorry. That's two. Yeah. Two. Boy. Someone's sick week. I mean, really, those are, they're terrible. Anyway, that really, in like 2 months, that's the worst yet. Hello, man. Where does Mike's Chinese music come from? A film? I'm talking about the, let me get it out. Hold on a second. I got to bring it up here.
I have it standing by if you want to hear it.
I think I've got it here. Okay. Let me do that. It's a good exercise for me. I guess he's talking about, you turn yours down first.
Yeah,
let me,
of course.
I guess
go
he's
ahead.
Talking about this.
Exactly.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's really not mine. It's Rob's. Where does it come from? A film? I'm talking about the instrumental clip in the replay, not the man who broke the dragon's heart.
He's not this, Mike.
The man who broke a dragon's heart.
You said that.
That was another one.
That's
Do you
from
know
the
where
Simpsons.
That music comes from?
Yeah, it's actually from a Warner Brothers soundtrack called The Carl Stalling Project, Volume 2, and it's variations on a song called Chinatown, My Chinatown.
Really?
Yes.
Hey, I'm really sorry to the TSA guy for saying F you.
No, I think you should say it. I think you should say it.
I was kind of a dick. It was kind of dickish, don't you think? Just a little bit. But anyway, I'm not supposed
they
to do that.
They also did work for free for like a month.
Yeah, he was probably testy.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
that grind.
Yeah, and I understand it's a difficult job.
But
I just find that
machines do most of the work.
I always thought that, you know, I've always read that the Israelis, you know, they kind of look at people.
Yeah,
in the eyes, the face, they do a lot differently than we do. Anyway,
Mike, Pony would like to weigh in if that's okay with you.
Pony, go right ahead, sir.
When we were coming back from Vegas, I had that space suit with me that like just shine like it was like metal foil space suit that I wore on stage, and TSA pulled me aside and he slowly pulls the space suit out and holds it up and stares at me. Didn't even ask. He just holds it up. I said, all right, we're doing this.
You know what I would have said if I were you?
Sorry.
I would have said, it's a weight loss suit and it's working.
Our next letter, Mike, Rob, and Oscar. I've loved every incarnation of the show from when I found you in 1998. I love you guys, despite Mike being an avowed communist. Thank you. Oscar being a dictatorial monster and Rob being a shameless self-promoter. It's all love. In all seriousness, you guys have made me laugh out loud more times than I can count. You guys have been the source of my laughter through many life events, including me becoming a dad. Yay! My layoff from work, boo. My mother passing away, boo, boo. And many others. This year, I finally bought the bonus show, and I love you even harder. Lots of incredible unfiltered ball busting that brings me what I require, much like Wayne Newton.
Yes, sir.
So much joy. I love catching up on the bonus shows by making my way through the backlog worth every penny. Then I got to bonus show 402, where Rob opened a bit as to what he's going through, beautifully articulated. Then I got to bonus show 402, where Rob opened a bit as to what he's going through, beautifully articulated, and it hit me in the heart. I'm going through much the same thing, though my situation, we're moving on separately.
Oh, in my situation, we're moving on separately.
And while it's likely for the best, the whole thing sucks beyond measure. The hardest thing I've ever gone through. And you know what? You guys are helping me through. Day by day, it's up and down, but you guys are there to make me smile through a tough time. I can't thank you enough. Keep bringing the funny. Thank you, Adam of Essex, Vermont. Oh, all the way up in Vermont. Thank you for listening, Adam. I appreciate that. Final letter.
Yay!
On the greatest mailbag we've ever done. Hello there. My daughter Kaylin and I listen to your podcast on the long Sunday drive to drop her off at her mom's, the same way my dad and I listened to the old show, making the same Sunday drive to my mom's. As you can see, when it comes to women, the S-head didn't fall far from the asshole. Oops, I'm sorry. I've never heard the S-head didn't fall far from the a-hole.
That's a good phrase.
In June, Kaylin will be moving to Leesburg, specifically to Rob's neighborhood. How does he know that?
That's scary.
When I made her aware of the fact, or aware of the fact, that she... All right, how sick were you when you put this together? Just out of curiosity. Were you on your deathbed? When did you do it? Last night?
I did it last night, yeah.
Okay. When I made her aware of the fact that she asked if I see him... Can I say, I can't do it anymore. I appreciate the mailbag. This was so slapped together, I can't do it.
No, it was not.
Thank you.
We gotta cancel
one typo.
Cancel it, I'm sorry.
Stay with it. You're gonna like the end of the letter, I think.
Oh, you're doubling down. I respect that.
I'll start again.
Okay.
All right.
Hello there. My daughter Kaylin and I listen to the podcast with the mother of the a-hole. In June, Kaylin will move to Leesburg, specifically to Rob's neighborhood. When I made her aware of the fact, she asked, if I see him, can I say F you, Rob? To which I replied, you'd better. Now, to set her apart from the rest of the neighborhood children, who no doubt greet Rob in a similar fashion on a daily basis, she is 11 years old, half Korean and half Irish. You'll find her on her front lawn singing bad karaoke and drinking Tullamore Dew straight from the bottle. Be sure to say hi. Your obedient servant, Brian in Manassas. Thank you. We need to take a break now. That was the mailbag. It was a bit of a challenge. Haven't had one like that in a while.
It was like a bizarro mailbag.
It was a bizarro mailbag, yes. But it'll be fine. Everything's going to be just fine.
Isn't that funny with the kid drinking Tullamore Dew?
Mike, we got the Yak Shack tomorrow.
Okay, we'll take a break and we'll come back with more fun and more thrills on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Take a spin, now you're in with the techno set. You're going surfing on the internet.
Hello, I'm Scott Shannon and I'm joined today by my friends, Oscar and Todd, plus Mac from the Tech 411 Show. Whenever they have time to record an episode, you can rest assured you'll hear about all the latest tech and internet.
When is the last time a Tech 411 show was recorded?
Probably early 2018, maybe.
But that promo,
you
that
can't
was
run a promo.
But that was actually historically minded. Oscar, don't help. What happened here is today is the 30th anniversary of the internet. The internet was invented 30 years ago today, so that was chosen with historical import in mind.
Nobody knows that.
I have read many comments about. First of all, welcome back.
Yes,
I'll give you a pass with your illness, but you need to do a little better. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Just a teeny. Not to immediately settle back into your mediocrity. I need you to do a little bit better.
All right.
That's all. That's my pep talk to you on the air, and people will call me a monster for
You're
it.
You're not a monster.
You know that you always have to be reminded.
Yes. Well, I mean,
please.
But that was chosen.
So it's just a combination of the mailbag and then... Yeah, and then the promo, because I've been reading from a million people that we play Tech 411 promos, and we do, because we're freaking lazy and we don't make new promos. And that's why we play a promo for a show that's not recorded anymore. And then to Oscar, are we going to do effing for Tech 411 anymore? Mike, I'm sorry to have all this, but this is what happens when like 20 different things where we slack our asses off on this show turn me into a maniac, and that's why I'm a maniac today.
I would rather Tech 411 promos never be played again.
So you're not doing Tech 411.
We haven't
anymore.
Done it in forever.
Tech 411 is no longer. We don't need to play promos.
It's an inside
what we do
joke
need to do in-house is generate new promos.
Okay.
And I know you've been sick, but I know. But
Jim Amato said he sent one last Wednesday. Did we play that one yet?
Yes, we did.
Oh, okay.
So we'll keep them coming, but sorry, listeners. Now I have to be on you and say why.
Why what?
Why not? It was a fine show. I thought people enjoyed that show.
They do, but it's my schedule as it is. I'm putting my efforts in a different place.
All right. That's thank you. Welcome back to the Mike O'Bara Show. Brought to you by Lightstream. The average interest rate on credit card debt is over 18% APR. Have you looked at your interest rate lately? Oh boy, Lightstream is the answer. Refinance your credit card balances with a credit card consolidation loan from Lightstream. Get a rate as low as 6.14% APR with AutoPay. The rate is fixed, so it will never go up. Get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000, and there are no fees. You can even get your money as soon as the day you apply. When you have a good credit. Now I'm even screwing up. There was no typo there. That was me. When you have good credit, you deserve great service and a low-interest fixed-rate loan from Lightstream. That's lending uncomplicated. I love it. I know you will, too. Want to save even more? Our listeners get an additional interest rate discount. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/TMOS. Put the show in the time capsule. That's lightstream.com/TMOS. Subject to credit approval. Rate includes a 0.5% auto pay discount. Terms and conditions apply. Offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/TMOS for more information. And we thank you. So that's sad to me that we are not going to do it. I mean, it's your show. I don't care.
Mike,
I mean, you talk about it.
This is a non-issue. We may do a show in the future.
No, it's an issue. It's an issue for our listeners.
It's been 2 years. I think almost 2 years since we've done a show.
Hasn't been that long, has it?
No.
At least 17 months. At least. A year and a half. I know for sure, because when Ty and I see each other, like, I guess we're going to do a show.
Why do I feel like
again.
I'm the one that has to be on the defensive here?
You don't have to be on
the
defensive.
Aggressive. He's so aggressive that he's going to start yelling. We haven't done it for 2 years. That's on you. That's on, what do you have to say to the people that loved you and Todd on that show? I'm not going to sit here and
Todd
and,
moved
and
to Florida defense. For 3 months. Do you think I'm going to go out of my
why
way?
Why are you yelling at me? Why are you yelling at me?
I'm just saying this is a non.
Why are you yelling at me?
It's a non-issue. Just because Rob played a promo that he shouldn't have played doesn't mean that I have to get yelled at or grilled for something that had nothing to do with it.
That's really a deflection of a highest caliber right there.
That is a tremendous. Well, he's the master of it.
It was excellent.
It's just like,
for those of you with the scorecard
you
at
don't
home.
Talk to me. Talk to your listeners of Tech 411 that you are disappointing with this news.
Look, people.
People.
Realistically, we enjoyed doing the program. It was a great run. After a while, Todd was so busy with his company that he wouldn't even drive across the bridge to do the show. So after a while, we said, well, ideally, if we can't get our schedules together.
How was the show born to start with? Where did it come from? How did that start? Where did the idea, back when it was new and shiny and
it was
exciting.
On CBS Radio. You probably don't remember that. It was actually on the radio. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. It was
a Sunday show, right?
No, it was an evening show.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Once a week?
Once a week. It was a lot of fun.
I bet it was exciting back then, huh?
It was 10 years ago. Yes. A lot has changed. We all got a lot busier. Todd's running a software company, and I'm running three other companies. So.
2009 is an eternity ago.
Wasn't he running a software company back when he
did
the show?
No, he was actually working for another company and
Applebee's.
Starting a software company.
He was a server.
Yeah.
You remember?
And if I'm being completely candid with you, I would love to reboot it. There's simply no time to put the effort to put a quality product together. And at the tail end of that show, it was kind of like we were piecing it together and phoning it in. And at this point,
let's tell the elephant in the room. Didn't he also kind of go nuts?
Todd?
Hasn't he gone a little nuts? I mean, hasn't he gone a little out of his mind? Let's be honest.
His interests have changed much like other people's have. But that doesn't mean we're not friends and I don't enjoy his company, you know? I went out with him and his girlfriend 2 weekends ago. We had a great dinner.
Was it a rally or what was it?
No, we celebrated Shannon's birthday and they were kind enough to invite us out. So,
but when did he start becoming an internet troll?
Officially,
when would be the real?
When did you
probably about 2 years ago, right?
When did you mute him on Facebook
for the first time?
Yeah,
6 months ago.
That's when it really got up under your skin.
Well, everybody, I made a decree on Facebook. I said, if you talk about politics, I will mute you.
Mm-hmm.
I muted everybody. All right.
Let me just say this: I would love to have that show back on. It would be fun, but because my politics and Todd's are different, but it doesn't matter. Nor did I ever. So just don't blame me for it. All right? Don't blame me for that. And for those of you that are wondering, you heard what Oscar said. It sounds like it's completely dead.
I would say
It'll never happen again.
If this was any other network, if there hasn't been a show for a year and a half, people get the hint.
No, you can't slime your way. That in a really weird way, like blames everybody else. You're the one that produces the show. You're the one that does that. So my question once again, before, you know, on any other network, if a show hadn't been on, I know what your point is, that it hasn't been discussed. Well, no, it hasn't been discussed, but I got an influx of comments about it over the weekend that I was reading. And people saying,
I read them as
Will there ever, I would say never say never.
That's what I would say.
So you're telling me that there is a chance that it may be on sometime in the future.
Yeah, like for example, if Todd or I spent $4,000 to buy the HoloLens 2, right? The Microsoft HoloLens 2, which is the augmented reality. For $4,000, this would be a great time to like show people what this does on
talk
the air
about
and
it.
Talk about it.
What is it?
The HoloLens 2 is the second generation.
Is it Halo or Halo?
I think it's a HoloLens.
Okay.
Yes. Right.
How you spell it?
H-A-L-O.
Oh, okay. That would be Halo.
That'd be Halo.
Pony, you probably know better than I do.
Halo sounds like what they would most likely call it because Halo is such a famous Microsoft game. They have Cortana.
Halo is pronounced spelled H-A-L-O.
Look it up for me. I don't know enough about it.
It's like Halo over your head. There's no gray area. It's not Halo.
It's HoloLens.
It's H-O-L-O-L-E-N-S.
Oh, it is spelled. All right, so it's not H-A, it's Holo.
I don't know enough about it. I know it's $3,500, $4,000.
So you'd be talking about that on 411.
That would be cool. And technology is a lot more ubiquitous. It's not that cool to talk about the latest iPhone. They're all the same. It's not even sexy anymore. You're like, oh, this is cool. Moving on.
So technology is not that big a deal. When we
first came out, we were talking about the iPhone apps. It was a very exciting time for new gear. We both got with Google Glass.
Does that mean people aren't inventing enough anymore?
I don't really get if a tech nerd like myself that likes to whose heart is full of gadgets isn't getting excited about tech, then the closest thing that I've been excited about was the virtual reality gear that we got maybe about a year and a half ago.
Okay, all right. So that's
does
that's,
your heart I still mean, ache from the Google Glass experiment when you were a Google Explorer?
You know what? It did, and it still does. But I donated my Google Glass gear to the Brigham Women's Hospital in Massachusetts for research. So they're using it there now.
What are they researching? Things that are bad to buy?
It's actually not a funny answer, but they're helping kids with autism, like research with kids with autism. With the glass. Okay. So that's
can't make
cool.
a joke about that.
Yeah.
No, but you can still make a joke that he bought it without the thought of donating to anyone but himself.
Oh, no. That was
you came in and you said, I'm an explorer.
A burn of a purchase.
It was.
But I purchased many a horrible gadget since then.
What's the worst gadget you've ever purchased?
Most expensive?
No, worst.
That would be the Google Glass.
Okay.
Yeah.
The thing that disturbs me about this, because you still pay attention to that stuff.
Yeah.
Is that there aren't a lot of new things coming around that are exciting.
Think about it.
We've lost some great innovators in American technology.
When we first started that show, it was, I can't believe you can do this with an iPad. I can't believe you can do this with an iPhone.
Now it's kind of been flatlining for a while.
So I remember near, I guess, the tail end of the show as our interest waned, it was always like, there's nothing that's come out. We used to, Todd and I, we used to get go to each other's houses to watch the Apple, the keynote announcement, when it would come out on the West Coast around 3 p.m., 2, 3 p.m., and watch it live because we were so excited about the new announcements that are coming from Apple. Now, just like you and I talk about, the new iPhone comes out, the most exciting thing is Face ID, which works half the time.
Yeah, yeah, Face ID is terrible.
Where you're like, oh, come Face on, ID is unlock my crap. Phone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And especially when you're, you know, in a dark room and you want to do Face ID and you don't want to put the code in again, it sucks.
So the HoloLens.
How about this? I got an idea. I have an idea. Yes. How about, and you don't need Todd for this.
Yes.
You could probably do it with your by yourself or with somebody or maybe even with, you know, anybody else.
I would like to do it with Todd. We talk about it once in a while. We get hammered.
Yeah. All right. You know, but Todd, that's fine if Todd's available.
Yes.
How about if there's the next big thing?
Yeah.
Maybe you get together and do, what was it, a half-hour show or 45?
Half-hour show.
It was a half-hour show.
Yeah.
So you come in and have Todd, you know, call him at his house or something like that and do that and then leave the door open for people that are tech nerds. You heard it. I think that's a legitimate explanation that there hasn't been anything that's super, you know, that can carry a show week to week to week to week.
What about if they did a show where you played Todd more? Just a half
I don't like it.
If he bought a house.
Let me ask about you and Don. I want to ask about you and Don.
That was New Orleans.
Right.
New Orleans 2016.
He really, but what if I told you he really wasn't born in the United States?
See?
That's 20
Alex
minutes right
Jones
there.
Alex Jones told me personally. Yeah. I like Tucker Carlson.
Anyway. God. Okay, so we put that to rest?
Yes.
All right, all right. Yes. So we put that to rest. Am I up on a break?
Yeah, we are.
No, if you do have a HoloLens 2 and you want to let us borrow it to review, we'll definitely do a
show
for
that. Is that VR? Is that virtual reality?
That's augmented reality, Mike.
Well, oh, see, that's interesting to me.
See, that's something to talk
about. But I'm not going to ask any further because maybe an augmented reality, Bosker gets the product, maybe he can do that.
Who would have thought Microsoft would have been innovating past any other company in 2019?
Yeah. Hey, Apple. We'll take
Tim
a break
Apple,
and come back.
Get it in gear.
I have a few minutes to talk about technology in aeroplanes. We'll do that when we come back.
And we listened. Now you can listen on Spotify. In our never-ending effort to make it easier for you to access our content, The Mike O'Mara Show can now be streamed on Spotify, just another platform that gives you full TMOS access. So go grab the show and listen, and spread the word. The more you know, the more we grow. TMOS on Spotify. Grab it.
Welcome back to The Mike O'Mara Show. Hey,
yes.
Take it from me. Really. Buying a bra can really be awkward.
Yeah.
Seriously, ask any woman. No, that's what I'm talking about. Getting the right size bra can seem impossible until now, thanks to Third Love and their Fit Finder quiz. All you have to do is answer a few simple questions, and you'll find your perfect fit in 60 seconds. It's easy. It's actually fun. Third Love. Remember the name of that company. They use data points generated by millions of women who have taken their Fit Finder quiz to design bras focused on breast size and shape. That's right. I may be telling you about this, but I'll tell you something. This is a wonderful company.
It is.
You get a perfect fit and a premium feel. It'll be the most comfortable bra you'll ever wear thanks to the lightweight, super thin memory foam cups that are proprietary to Third Love.
They're the only ones that have it. They own it.
That's probably how I would have written it. Try it on at home. No more awkward fitting room experiences. There is a 100% fit guarantee. If after 60 days you don't love it, return it, and Third Love will wash it and donate it to a woman in need. Third Love knows there's a perfect bra for everyone. So right now, they're offering our listeners 15% off their first order. Go to thirdlove.com/TMOS right now to find your perfect fitting bra and get 15% off your first purchase. That's thirdlove.com/TMOS for 15% off. That's wonderful. And by the way, ladies in the TMOS audience, this is a chance for you to step up and show TMOS how much you love them, because yeah. Third Love is a company that would not be a traditional advertiser on the Mike O'Mara Show. And they are waiting curiously, and I am waiting curiously to see how we do for this advertiser. So it sounds like a great company where you can get your custom bra and give them a shot. And we'd love to hear from you if you get one. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I want to talk briefly about the situation with the 737 MAX, the brand new Boeing airplane, mm-hmm. With two crashes within 6 months, the most recent one in Ethiopia, with a brand new airplane falling out of the sky. And you're hearing China, Australia, entire countries grounding the fleet, which is completely logical because these are brand new aircraft that should not be falling out of the sky after they take off. But guess where they're not grounding them? Where? In the good old U.S. of A.
And the UK. UK and U.S. of A.
When did we become... We were always the first. We were always the first Cautious. Ones to say, take a pause before... Yeah. What is going on? And I read the statement out of Boeing saying, we were scheduled for a software update anyway. No, not thick enough. If there's even the slightest chance, which there is, that you don't know what's wrong with this airplane, you ground them, FAA. What is happening in our world?
They need to know that an airline is not Skype.
Yeah.
A software update is not going to fix it.
Yeah.
And it's,
but they don't really know yet 100% what it is.
I know.
And it may be a trim issue, which I saw an analyst talking about, which is a huge deal. And if you're taking a vacation today and you're going to hop on one of those airplanes, and by the way, that most of the flying public, correct me if I'm wrong, would be like, doop, 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 what's your airplane?
Yep.
Don't know. Don't care.
Yep.
Just put me in the tube and get on there. I'm a phobic flyer.
Yeah.
So I know every piece of equipment that I'm getting on. I certainly know it when I sit down in the seat. And what if you're sitting down there and go, oh, okay, all right, this is going to be a fun trip. We're going to sit down. Oh, this is the, oh, it says it's the brand new 737 MAX. Oh, no! Let me off the plane. Let me.
I would feel more comfortable.
That you were sitting on the 737 MAX.
The probability of it going down again, not high. It's happened already.
Probably what they said 6 months ago, right?
I think they need to at least find out what the problem may be with this aircraft and not fly them until, and I just don't understand why we, the United States, that I always believe was first in line, why we're not leading the charge on this. And you've got China, Australia, and other countries around the world that are saying, hold
on. Mike, it's almost as if we have a national mood right now where we're puffing our chests and not admitting any blame.
Don't they fly themselves?
Rob, I agree with you 100%.
Right?
It feels like that.
Doesn't it
feel like, yeah, we're not going to.
Not us.
We don't need to.
That's their problem.
Our planes don't. It's their problem. It's weird.
Are the pilots capable? And this is a real question.
Right.
I know I make a lot of jokes here. So are the pilots capable of flying the plane manually the entire time?
Yes.
Maybe they should just say, look, guys, the computer's on the fritz. Why don't you fly the plane manually? And you guys, let's say it's a 3-hour flight. Take turns if you have to. There's two people there. And then we'll make sure.
Joel Rogers, I would love to get your insight on this. Our favorite pilot who's just learned his new equipment. He's just been in the simulators. I've been following it religiously, looking at his great pictures about the process. If you don't think these guys are trained beyond training to do the job, that's a good question.
But
I have
when
heard
you say
and I've read
trim
yes.
issue though, isn't a trim issue something more mechanical? Whereas even if they were flying
probably
by hand, it would
know.
Still be an issue.
I don't know. It doesn't sound like the experts know. And it doesn't sound like the experts know either.
Go on Tinder before you fly.
But what I was going to say
looking for
about
some
this is that he went right back to the jokes.
As Oscar says, he makes a lot of jokes.
One of the issues I heard about flights and pilots is pilot boredom because the computer does so much work where it does that. But no, all planes, you flip off the automatic pilot and you fly the thing. You can fly the thing yourself. When there's weather, I think they fly them by themselves.
Right. I guess my logic would be if they're flying them the entire time, they'll know right away if there's an issue.
Yeah, but this is two flights, the way I understand it, that went down shortly after takeoff, which would be a time where you probably would have the pilots handling the system. And, here's what scares me about this. When you don't know, just be on the safe side. Ground the flight. What is the, it happens all the time. And I just don't understand why we, the FAA, and it was some lame reason, the FAA, we, to the best of our knowledge, if it's the same aircraft, just be careful. And I'd be pretty freaked out if I was flying on that plane. And
you're saying,
the odds are, you know.
I look at the plane usually once I get to the airport and I'm like, 737. Oh, you know what I look for? I look for if they actually have charging ports in the seats, the Southwest.
Is it Southwest?
The newer planes have the charging ports. If they don't,
do they fly Airbuses primarily or 737s?
I would be making it up if I knew, Mike. I don't know enough about it.
You don't care enough. You're not a fucking flyer like I am. I know all that stuff.
I only like planes that still have ashtrays in the chair.
Okay, and Southwest doesn't traditionally have new planes.
No, but they clean up in the secondhand market.
It's always that vinyl headrest where you're like, I hope this isn't sweated on too much.
Yeah. Oh, there are 500 of them over those my head right
cheaper
now.
Cheaper flight.
Cheaper flight.
Voted America's stickiest airline.
Get to drive to
Baltimore. 3 years in a row.
And they have that cattle thing where you get on the plane.
That's the best.
I have never had, and I would say in the last 5 years, I've never had a dedicated numbered seat in my life. It's always been A, B, or C.
Okay.
And see,
You're a fan. You're a fan. People are dedicated to that airline. It's one of the most successful in the world.
$200 cheaper than a Delta, or at least in my eyes.
And they use that money, Mike. They use that money they saved to use the masking tape to put where you stand before you board. It's like a flipping squad in a gym class.
We will take a break and come back with news you may not need right here. Well, be safe, everybody, if you're flying.
Yes, please.
Pay attention. We'll be right back. It
keeps spinning around. Political Persuasions.
Hey, it's Chris Freitz with Political Persuasions. This week, Mike and I talked to former Republican National Committee Chairman Michael Steele, who talks about the scandals engulfing the White House, and he lays out a pretty grim vision of the future if President Trump is reelected in 2020. Political Persuasions with very special guest Michael Steele. Download it today.
You can download Political Persuasions at politicalpersuasions.com, iTunes, Stitcher, and wherever fine podcasts are found.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. We had a great time on Political Persuasions talking to Michael Steele. We're going to be trying to do more of those guests from the inside the Beltway crowd. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by the TMOS Bonus Packages. Let us discuss the Three Stooges.
Yes.
While the third man role would vary throughout the years, from Curly to Shemp to... Joe Besser.
Not so hard.
Even the man called Curly Joe Derita, the worst.
The worst.
There were two who were there steadfast for the whole ride. One was Mo Howard, the other, Larry Fine.
And he was fine, just like the fine content on the TMOS Bonus Show.
Choose fine, bitches. Extra fine and extra content. Remember, the future of our show depends on it. That was a great tutorial for the Three Stooges.
Thank you.
So please buy our thing. Just go to MikeOmeraShow.com and click the bonus banner. You'll get access to all our bonus content. You'll be helping TMOS. And if at first you don't succeed, keep on sucking till you do succeed. Certainly. Let's start the thing.
News.
Boo. Well, Chris Evans joined the debate yesterday. And if you thought Captain America loved this country, I hate to disappoint you. He's a cool ranch guy. That's right. He did the Doritos Lay's product test and ranked that package they sell, the snack pack. Everybody's doing it right now. And, you know, we have one in our house when we go to the Costco. We get the big package. He ranked the Lay's products in order of the package, what he likes the most. Number six, original Lay's. That was his least favorite.
All right.
Number five, barbecue Lay's. That would be my least favorite, but that was his. Number four, Fritos. Number three, nacho cheese Doritos. Number two, Cheetos, which, by the way, would be my top one.
Yeah.
And number one, Cool Ranch Doritos. Thank you, Chris Evans. Yeah, I'm...
Cool Ranch, I'm... I don't think so.
They're a go-to. They're not repellent, but,
that's,
you know.
It's three at the very best.
Really?
Yeah.
What's your go-to?
Cheetos and then regular Doritos. Oh.
Thank you. Yeah, I would do Cheetos... followed by regular Doritos as well.
And I think his potato chips are low, too. I think the potato chips should be higher than Cool Ranch.
I would do Cheetos. Then I would do nacho cheese Doritos.
Mm-hmm.
Then I would do, it's a tie between, but I'd probably go with Fritos. Then I would do original Lay's and then barbecue Lay's at the very end.
That's how. Yeah, I would put my barbecue chips higher. I like barbecue.
I love Cool Ranch. Number one.
I've never been a barbecue chip.
Really?
Can't stand them. Yeah, don't like them. What were you looking at in your phone? Were you looking at what plane you have?
No, I'm trying to figure out which plane I'm actually flying. You guys are freaking me out. I'm like, I wonder if it is a Max.
I looked at it. It's usually flight details. That's usually they have the. Okay. That's where they have it. Okay. Like, you're not going to. Hey, if it's Southwest, your odds are overwhelming. You're not going to be on one of the new because they're too big. Southwest doesn't fly those big ones.
Southwest, actually, if you look under flight details, it says white. A white plane.
Yeah, you're flying. You're flying a DC 9. You're flying a DC
9 in the '70s. If I'm lucky,
from flight zero. Detail. Okay, a plane from 0 hour.
All right, it begins. It begins with J Lo and A Rod. All right, yes. Here we go. Jennifer Lopez and Alex Rodriguez just got engaged. You know that. We talked about it yesterday. They're already dealing with their first scandal, although there's a 99.9% chance there's absolutely nothing to it. And the reason I can be so certain is because it comes from Jose Canseco.
Oh, well, he's a good guy.
Former baseball cheater and full-time attention whore. He claims that Alex is cheating on J-Lo with Jose's ex-wife, Jessica.
Jessica Canseco.
Here's what he tweeted. Jessica Canseco. He tweeted, quote, watching World of Dance, watching J-Lo text Alex Rodriguez. Little does she know that he's cheating on her with my ex-wife, Jessica. Poor girl. She has no idea who he really is. I was there a few months back with her when he called her on her phone. Then he called A-Rod a piece of poop and challenged him to a boxing or MMA match. So you can see where this is going. Most likely nowhere. But I have to say,
yeah,
I don't know. Would it surprise you if there was a story where A-Rod was kind of doing that? It might not surprise me.
Yeah.
And J-Lo has a history with some, you know, her relationship. She's got relationship problems.
Sarah Fraser put up a wonderful picture. It said, which engagement ring that Jennifer Lopez got is best? And I'd forgot she'd been engaged so many times. Five different huge rocks.
Yeah,
so it's
five
not
big,
like,
big rocks.
It's not like she's got a great history.
It was also a common thread.
Yeah, well,
And I'm not sure. I mean, I don't know. It's baseball. They're on the road. It's kind of a culture that they have,
Mark,
you know,
Anthony,
when they're on the road.
Is the one that got away. If you hear his love songs in Spanish, oh,
yes,
melts your heart.
And
looks, looks like Skeletor, but, you know.
But still a god, right? Yeah, in Latin America, right? Absolutely.
If you take him to Brazil, you take him to Bolivia, you take him to Peru, you take him anywhere in Latin America, he's a god.
Yeah, but don't take him on one of those 737s.
No.
And ready for the most obscure role he ever had in the movie Big Night with Stanley Tucci.
Great movie.
And Monk. Who's the actor that plays Monk that's also on Mrs. Maisel?
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. What is his name?
He's also
Tony Shalhoub.
On Wings.
Yes.
Tony Shalhoub. Those are the two brothers, and the little guy that works in the kitchen is Mark Anthony.
Is it really?
Yes, the busboy is Mark Anthony.
I had no idea.
Go back and look at it. It's Mark Anthony.
It's a great movie. That's one of the best food movies ever made.
Speaking of movies, Bohemian Rhapsody was a big success. You know that. Of course, anything that's big is automatically considered for a sequel, but Bohemian Rhapsody didn't leave much room for one. It wraps up with Queen's, you know, last performance when they're at Live Aid. Still, a Queen insider told the New York Post that a follow-up is, quote, being heavily discussed in the Queen family. This guy might be reliable. He directed dozens of Queen music videos and did some documentaries on the band. But once the word started getting out, one of the producers of Bohemian Rhapsody said it wasn't happening. I don't know how you could do that. I think it would be ridiculous.
You can't.
It was
you can't do it.
Biopic. It was a one-shot deal. Has your significant other ever fubbed you? Phubbed. Do you know what fubbing is?
It's been a long time.
Really? Okay. No. That's when you're so focused on your phone you ignore someone or don't hear them. A third of people in a recent survey said that, yes, fubbing is something they've dealt with in their relationship before. I've done it.
Sure.
I've fubbed my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Actually seems kind of low. Yep, then she took my wallet. Here are seven more stats that show how addicted we are to our phones. 49% of people say they'd pay more attention to what was going on around them if they didn't have their phone. 100%.
Yeah.
20% say they wouldn't. Everyone else was on the fence. Number two, would you focus better in general without your phone? 43% said yes. 24% no. Would you feel anxious because you wouldn't be able to instantly communicate? A lot of people would. 44%. Would you feel any sense of relief if you didn't didn't have your phone for the day. Only 29% said yes to that. I would think I would. It's tough. You
can't take it out of the equation because we've grown accustomed to it. But I do feel that I was, as a rule, had less tension when I wasn't instantly contactable 24 hours a day.
But the thing about it, if I put my phone away, I know that I'm going to be loaded, and I almost like ran into an abutment because I shouldn't have been looking at it, but I got done with my day and got my phone out where it had been in a golf bag all day long, right. And I look at it, and then, you know, there are 50 messages, including my daughter, Oscar, and everybody else because we were changing the time of the show.
Right on.
And it gets you stressed out, so you're going to have that stress knowing you're going to have that at the end of the day. And I think most of us, if we put our phone away for a day,
yes,
you know, at the end of the day, you just have to get back to the messages that are all stacked up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, we're all addicted to our
phone.
The
work is there regardless.
That's the long and short. Yeah, I mean, it's there and it's not going to go away. And did you find out what kind of plane you have yet?
No, that's the worst website ever. They're like, they don't. I want to check in early. They're not going to let me do that. It's just a whole.
Is it a Southwest website?
Yes.
Mike, did you ever see the movie?
When you check in on the website, you get a free bag of peanuts.
Did you ever see Raiders of the Lost Ark?
Yes.
It's the plane that Indy flies.
Yeah, you'll be open air with a scarf.
Watch out for the Nazi.
Hey, listen.
Hey, let me tell you.
Today used to be National Pancake Day, but starting this year, it's IHOP Free Pancake Day.
Mm.
Now, they launched the holiday in 2006, so I guess they can change it.
On the rights?
I guess so. National Pancake. It's IHOP Free Pancake Day. They're still offering the same deal, though. Show up between 7 a.m. and 7 p.m., and you get a free short stack. So if you're a pancake lover, go to IHOP today and get a free pancake.
Am I the only one who think IHOP's pancakes aren't all that?
I don't think they've ever been all that.
I think they're horrible.
I agree with you 1,000%. I don't think they're horrible, but I don't think they're good.
Right.
They're different. They're like
in a pinch, right?
They're rubbery. There's because too much something to them, yeah.
Well, you know what? Or there's not enough something to them. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't have the good stuff in them. You know, like
what's
you get at a
stuff?
Diner. Well, the good stuff is all the stuff that's bad for you.
Grief.
The IHOP an IHOP pancake is not calorically. You can be on a diet and eat IHOP pancakes because it's the same reason you can eat Subway bread. It's made out of plastic.
Yeah. It's not really bread.
I've heard that at IHOP they put their pancake batter in their omelets as well to make the eggs bigger.
Really?
Yeah.
Cheater. And now a little something something.
What thread were
that's
you on that you heard that,
words.
That rumor?
Fighting words.
I'd like you to research that, see if that's actually true.
I got
call it. Call Alex Jones.
I got it from Charlie Rose.
The proletariat is making the batter louder, the eggs are larger. And that little something, something. Cops in San Diego have been looking for a serial bank robber who's pulled off. By the way, get ready for non-funny kicker early in the morning line.
Okay.
Cops in San Diego. Sometimes I billboard that my kicker will not be that funny. Cops in San Diego have been looking for a serial bank robber who's pulled off several heists in the last few months. The first one happened back in December, and last week they finally arrested a 43-year-old guy named Carl Doron, who happens to be a neuroscientist with a PhD. According to his LinkedIn page, he studied brain sciences at the University of California, Santa Barbara, and he's worked at Dartmouth, BU, and the University of California, San Diego. He was also in the Marines before that. They arrested him last Tuesday after he tried to rob a Navy Federal Credit Union about 15 miles north of San Diego. He's facing several counts of bank robbery and two counts of attempted bank robbery, and he could get nearly 15 years in prison if he's convicted. So, I guess he was book smart, but he wasn't robbing bank smart. That's it. That's all I had at five o'clock in the morning.
Yes, thank
you. Oh, yes, it is. And, what do you think of it, Justin? Did you like that line?
He's bummed out because of his marriage.
Yeah.
Silence again.
Yeah, he's
stone
so depressed.
I know.
We'll take a break and come back with the Audio Vault right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
TMOS Yak Shack.
Oh, it's me, the one and only Paulie. I have a special announcement for the P1s of the Mike O'Mara Show. You can now leave a message for the boys at the TMOS Yak Shack. Dial 888-920-6673. All comments, criticism, and praise will be welcome. But please, don't give us your life story. Make it short and sweet. So call the TMOS Yak Shack 24/7.
at 888-920-MORE. And Mike just might air your message on the show. The TMOS Yak Shack.
Yak Shack.
Now get to yakking. Back
Thank
to
you, Paulie.
You, Mike.
Thank you. Hey, I got to tell you, for the Yak Shack, which is the same number as we had for the regular calls at 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673, I will tell you this. Tonight, if you're, you know, really like a Tuesday drinker, like a real kind of alky that gets really, where you come home from work and you get baked every night, I'd really like to get one really super drunk call.
On the Yak Shack?
Yeah, try to keep it brief if you can, but how about a really drunk? You know, in the middle of the night, you're sitting there, you know, they asked. The Mike and Barry Show. I'd love to hear a drunk. It would be wonderful. I wouldn't want to do it live because I wouldn't want to deal with a drunk live.
Although we don't. Online.
Yeah, I don't think you're
Mike is
asking
absolutely right about Tech 411 there.
My please gadgets.
So it's 888-920-MORE, 888-920-6673. Lines are always open. If you're drunk right now and you're going to bed, call us now. We'd appreciate that. This segment of the program brought to you by the TMOS Shopping Center. Spring is in the air and a young person's fancy turns to shopping at the TMOS Shopping Center.
Yes.
It's right at our website, and it gives you unfettered access to Walmart, Target, and Macy's, okay? You can access those sites without being fettered.
No fettering.
Right now, Target is up to 25% off anything you need for your patio. How about that?
Yeah.
I know it might be a little chilly if you get it early. You're doing all right. Walmart has Ellen's list of 15 favorites for March and free two-day delivery. And Macy's, how about a site-wide spectacular with 30 to 60% off? I'll be going there today.
Everything.
This is internet shopping at its finest. And not only do you get all the stuff you love, but you're supporting the Mike O'Mara Show. Costs you nothing, means the world to us. Go to those sites, Macy's, Target, Walmart, and do it through our show. And we appreciate it. Let's open up the audio vault for today. Tuesday, March 12th, 2019. Rob Spiewak.
Mike, as a drummer, are you aware of Hal Blaine?
Sounds familiar, but no, I don't think so.
He drummed on more hit records than any other drummer in the history of music. He actually drummed on this, Be My Baby, but he also drummed for the Beach Boys, The Association, The Fifth Dimension, Frank Sinatra, Dean Martin.
Studio musician.
He was part of what was called the Wrecking Crew, and he was an amazing drummer. He died yesterday at age 90. Great life. He actually drummed at his own birthday party last month, and I went back into my own personal archives. I want you to hear this. As a drummer, I think you might appreciate this.
Did you hear about the controversy, though?
No.
He would have been alive today if his mother had gotten him his medication. If Mrs. Blaine had gotten those capsules.
Box of capsules?
All right. It's a wonderful life joke.
I love it.
Sorry.
So Hal Blaine was actually the drummer on that that song, Be My Baby. This is a tape that really shouldn't exist, but I have it through certain sources. This is when they were creating the record, Be My Baby, in the studio, and Phil Spector is telling him how to drum it. It's only about 30 seconds long, but as a drummer, I think you might appreciate this.
Hey, hold on. I want the drum. No, I want the drum, dot, 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 just on the one drum, okay? Just on the dot. No, on the regular drum. Dom, dom, dom. What are you hitting? How many drums are you hitting on the back? No, I don't want all that on. Come on, let's make it. We got it. Da 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 dum bum. Hold it one more time, only make it. Dum, do, dum, 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 okay?
I don't understand the direction. I'm trying
That's
to figure it out.
That's because Phil Spector's crazy.
He's like, what are you saying, man?
Hey, hold it. I
want to
make sure it's the same tempo.
Yeah, it was perfect, Phil. It was perfect, Phil. What are you doing? And that's just to show you he was crazy even before he shot that lady. But that's how that record became what it was, because he just stood there and went, no, not da-da-da-da-da, da-da-da-da-da-da.
But and he made good music. That's kind of interesting to hear him doing that. And I was trying to figure out what the eventual beat was, but I couldn't figure out because Spector was like,
it would turn into this.
So it was less.
He was subtracting. But that's also
that makes sense.
That makes it. Yeah, because he gets all his cool stuff in the background, and the drummer lays back, which is kind of what great drumming is. You're really a metronome.
And also,
and for young drummers out there, the worst thing you can do, and I've seen them at open mic nights, the worst thing you can do as a drummer is overplay. It's so obnoxious. There was one guy at an open mic that was just doing fills and riffs, and I'm like, oh, you idiot. You look like Animal from Sesame Street up there.
And Hal Blaine also had a legendary sense of humor, so I want to leave you with this.
What do you call a musician in a three-piece suit? The defendant.
Safe home, Hal Blaine. I really Hal thought he was the best. So there's this guy in Ohio who was inspired by the monks of the 1600s, and he's given up everything for Lent except beer. The only thing he's going to consume for Lent, 40 whatever days it is beer. And this will shock you. He's a big fat millennial with a beard, and this is what he says.
I'm very nervous about it. I've never, like I said, I've only fasted for 4 days. I'm going to have all styles of beer. That would be their liquid bread, and that's what they call it. So the monks in Bavaria called this, they would call Doppelbach liquid bread. And basically, it would sustain them through 46 days of Lent. They think I'm crazy. This seems very daunting. So I'm just curious if I'm up to the challenge, if I'm going to be able to do it or not.
46 days of nothing but beer and water.
Wow. I would think it would mess you up, but
I don't think I could do it.
Can we do a follow up on that? I'd love to find out if the guy's going to.
I will stay with it, absolutely.
Because if he's not getting hammered all the time, just sustenance.
Yeah, if you're taking it for a glass of beer three times a day, it might be doable, you know? And then I think his thighs might rise because he's going to have all the yeast.
Oh, he's going to need to bathe a lot. What a good Catholic. Mike, there's a new app called Calm where you can get bedtime stories, and guess who reads them to you?
David Hasselhoff.
Oh, not that good. He's off doing his detective drama. You get Matthew McConaughey.
Well, hello there. I'm Matthew McConaughey, and tonight I'll be reading a special sleep story called Wonder. Before we begin, as you settle in under the covers with your head easing into the pillow and your body sinking into the mattress, I'd like you to let your mind drift with me for just a minute. Let's ask the question. How often do we ponder the depth of the present moment?
I think it's nice that Howard Stern loaned him his microphone.
Pretty damn good.
Hey, Maddie, you want that? Do you want us to give that to you?
That was like some ASMR stuff going on.
That was perfect.
So the app is called Calm. And you know what? I will give this guy credit. He doesn't show up a lot, but when he does, he always brings it. Ricky Gervais is smart. And he was on The Tonight Show last night, and he mentioned, we'll close with this, that he really doesn't care if he dies.
I don't worry about it anyway. I don't care. I don't care. No, don't worry about being dead. So you don't know about it. That's the best thing about being dead. You don't know about it. It's like being stupid. It's only painful for others. So I don't care. I don't care. I don't.
Very valid point. That's your audio vault. Have a good Tuesday, everybody.
Only painful for others.
Hey, another one in the can. Thanks for joining us for another riveting episode of the Mike O'Mara Show. Great mailbag today if you have a message. Great. You'd like to hear. Get our Tuesday mailbag, send it to Rob with two B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Grab the bonus show. We'd appreciate that. That supports the show as well. Shop through the TMOS website for Target, Macy's, and Walmart, and all that wonderful stuff. Easy as pie, just as close to support TMOS. For Oscar Santana and Rob Spiewak, Mike O'Mara thanking you for your continued amazing support for the best part of your day, the Mike O'Mara Show. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long.
Ciao, ciao.
Before you go, please make a mental note. Today's show was made possible by the TMOS bonus packages. You can secure yours right now by going to MikeOMaraShow.com and clicking on the red bonus banner. Buy it or give it. Either way, you're helping out TMOS, and that's a good thing. Thank you, and go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
I've not yet begun to defile myself.
That's going to do it for all of us here at Channel 4 News. You stay classy, San Diego. I'm Ron Burgundy.
Goodbye, duties.